Welcome to The Thriving Marriage, the podcast for those who want to get their spouse back in love with them and truly thrive.
You'll learn why 95% of people don't save their marriage and the secret method no one else is talking about that will change everything for you. Are you ready? Let's turn tragedy to triumph.
Here are your hosts, international marriage experts, Mark Johnston and Heather Choate.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Thriving Marriage Podcast. I'm just going to be running this solo today, as Heather is out. Today, I am going to be going over the second part of, or the continuation from last week. So if any of you had not listened in, we've been discussing basically the process that we go through with High Thrive Coaching. We're talking about how do you actually stop divorce in its tracks? How do you actually get to the point where your spouse falls in love with you again? I'll tell you that we've gone through a lot of effort to kind of research this, to test things out with clients. Heather and I have been doing this now for roughly 8 years, just focusing in on relationships, on marriages that are in crisis. And so we've taken a lot of that experience, and we're always trying to refine our process and make sure that we get the best results possible. So we'd asked you before, like, what you really thought what it takes to stop a marriage that's on a brink of divorce. But we went over some of the answers last week, and I see all of your responses there, and so many people saying, I have no idea what I'm doing. Some people are just saying, hey, I'm hoping and I'm praying. But like, there's just a large amount of people that say, I don't know how to do this. I don't know how to put everything back together and make everything okay again. And I'll tell you, it's not easy. There's so many people that say, okay, well, once it's done, you know, if your partner is saying, considering wanting out, then that's just it. That's the nail in the coffin that says the marriage is over. And we don't think so. Actually, we recently went through and studied some of our outcomes with our clients. We really want to make sure that our program is effective. We're going over the numbers, and while it's sad that we can't save every single last one of the marriages that come our way, we're looking at the numbers, and it's showing at least a good 80% of positive outcomes with our clients. As in, we get at least 80% of our clients in a much better position, a position where they're at least starting to be able to talk to their spouse again, start to solve problems again, and get on that road to fixing their marriage, if not further. You know, a good chunk of our clients get a lot further than that as well, actually getting into couples counseling and towards reconciliation. So a lot of what we're doing last week, a lot of what I'm doing this week, is explaining that process and showing you that there are some steps to take to go from this situation that's in crisis to having your spouse fall back in love with you again. So last week we did go over a couple of those stages. We started off with that assessment stage, talking about how it's really, really important to understand the situation, understand what the impossible problem is in the relationship, understand the root causes, why the relationship didn't heal on its own. We also talked about the resistance stage, understanding that even when we make changes, we anticipate that there's going to be a lot of pushback from many, many partners who are considering divorce. I would almost guarantee that if like there is a strong consideration of divorce, and then if you start making some changes, could fairly well, I wouldn't say 100% of the time, but a good most of the time, we're going to see some pushback, some resistance. And a lot of what we talked about is like, what are our thoughts during that stage? So this week, I just wanted to finish up some explanation of the process. Now, of course, this is mostly a high-level overview. This is a situation where, you know, like this, there's a lot of complication and a lot of steps on how to go about this in the correct way. And so, you know, I'm not going to say, hey, what we've been explaining last week and this week as well is not going to be helpful. I'm just going to say, hey, if you're in this situation, sure, please listen to the podcast, but, you know, make sure that you're getting some help, some support, even if it's not with us, at least with someone else, some other professional team. So with that said, like I said, we went over the assessment stage, this resistance stage. This brings us into the pause phase. And I know in the past, we've kind of talked a lot about that in, say, various videos and some of our marketing. So if you've created some understanding during the assessment stage and you spent some time building up that new narrative during that resistance phase, you know, despite there being some resistance, that brings us to this point right here. And this is really where we begin the process of balancing things out just a little bit and start making more requests from your partner. Remember, it's only really possible if you're able to objectively point out where you have been making changes yourself. Otherwise, it's unlikely that you'll get any amount of cooperation. Even further, it's only really effective if you have really done well with like communicating consistently. You know, if we talk about our home messages within this program, as in if you've really stuck to certain themes that are going to be healing and connecting and fixing all those problems. Like basically what I'm getting at is you can't really start balancing out. You can't really start asking for more things from your partner at all. If they're on the, you know, especially if they're on the way out, if you haven't been establishing your position well first. So this pause stage is all about then gaining some small amount of that cooperation from your partner. And I call it the pause stage because in it, we're usually asking your partner to put a pause on something, even if it's something small, effectively asking them to keep some of their behavior in check. Now this, you know, ideally we would want to pause in maybe the divorce process, but it might be something smaller, something like let's put a pause on intense arguments, on some of the bitterness, a pause on moving out of the house. And I'm even calling it the pause phase because it's not necessarily a focus for or a request for your partner to go about and do something proactive to fix the marriage. We're just happy within this program to say, hey, can you keep your behavior in check and put a stop on some of this damaging behavior that's going on? Like the whole objective for this is mostly just to say, can we get them to stop and think a little bit about their behavior? Why is this important? Why would I be, say, asking for these sort of things rather than, you know, demanding, say, for instance, that the affair ends or demanding that reconciliation happens, that they go to therapy? I think in a lot of cases, you know, if your partner has been considering divorce, taking too many steps or basically requesting for so many steps removed from where they are at currently tends to backfire a little bit. You know, too often we see someone choose to leave a marriage and really just not consider looking back from that decision. And often the mistakes that created the marriage crisis, they can be resolved and there isn't really a need to actually go through with the divorce. But for your partner to start considering this, they really need to start gaining some confidence that things can be different, whether that is with you or even with them. So we don't ask for a whole lot more in at this point here, because we want to make sure that the requests being made, that they feel safe, that they feel easy to say yes to. Like, just think about this in terms of like your own interactions with other people. You know, if a friend came along and said, hey, you know what, I need you to help me move I need you to help me move. And it's going to be an all-day process. And you know what? I'm going to need you to clean top to bottom with me. I need you to help me pack boxes. I need you to maybe even help me with some of the expenses. Like, we start asking for too much and it starts feeling overwhelming. And I don't know about you, but like, you know, maybe I do that for some really close friends or maybe some family members especially, but that would be a hard ask from someone who I'm not really on good terms with, especially. So asking for too much, especially when there has been consideration of divorce, it can feel overwhelming for the partner who's considering that way out. So it can feel a little bit less daunting or perhaps more considered to simply put options, like for them, they say, hey, let's just put some options aside rather than, it's going to make more sense. Like they say, hey, I can't do this. I'm going to, you know, this is too much. And they just shut down. So like when you've gone and said, hey, let's put an end to the divorce process, or you've tried to ask them to agree to some reconciliation, it can be a really difficult thing. And what we want is for this to feel much more natural. That comes about because your partner is strongly desiring to do so, rather than because they are feeling coerced or needing to be convinced to do so. So like the pause button is this point where we are trying to have a little bit of accountability, and we're trying to do this lightly. We're trying to roll out some of this accountability. And at these early stages, it's just simply easier to say, hey, look, can we not fight? Can you not be so upset and angry and raising your voice at me? That's not okay. I'd like to put a pause on some of this bitter sort of language that you're directing at me. Maybe can we just put a hold on moving out of the house right now while we're figuring things out, because it is settling down a little bit and I don't want you, so on and so forth. There's a lot of things that can be done to entice or to make some of these requests even easier to say yes to, but that's all comes down to circumstances and like your specific situation. But generally, like what I look for is, you know, sometimes within this podcast, even we talk about having some clear requests. And part of this is making sure that, you know, the accommodations for those requests are also clear. And this is this sort of thing, you know, I know I'm kind of being a bit vague and I'm not explaining this, but this sort of thing can often be helpful by having some accommodations for your requests. Anyways, I'm getting off into details, into tangents and whatnot. Suffice it to say, like, there's a lot that can be done just to get some small amount of agreement. And that's all we're looking for at this point. So what comes after this? Like, these are in my opinion, these are the first main stages just to start to turn the boat around. Even if this metaphorical boat isn't moving full speed towards reconciliation, this is a really important point to just get your partner pointed away from some other goal. Get them looking at other things here, like, let's put a stop on fighting. Let's put a stop on, we're getting them to consider something different. But this is just the beginning. It gets us going in the right direction, having some momentum towards some fixing of things. And from there, there's all sorts of things that can be done. It is setting things up so that there's a whole lot of possibility to build trust in changes. And if that's the whole thing here, if we're building trust, if we go too quickly, if we ask for too much too soon, it does backfire. It can put your partner on the defensive. So we started off this podcast episode the other week saying, like, the title here was like, okay, stop divorce in its tracks. How do we get your spouse to fall in love with you again? So what does any of this have to do with getting your spouse to fall back in love with you? Because so far, I'll admit I have not delivered on that promise. We've talked about understanding. We've talked about how your partner's going to fight you as you try to make some changes and try to build some trust. We've talked about how you might maybe be able to ask them for some small things. But none of that is necessarily getting you to that point where they're back in love. And what I want you to understand about this is that going from a marriage crisis, a very dire situation, one end of the spectrum to back in love, it's a process. And that there isn't a silver bullet, this one simple thing that needs to be done to fix everything. I don't want to ever imply that saying, okay, hey, if you can help your partner feel safe or respected, or if you can fix the problem, then everything is fixed and it's done and you've reconciled. That's not how it works. It's not how love works in general. Instead, the whole reason why we've presented this is we want you to know that there is a path towards reconciliation that begins with some smaller steps, eventually building up towards some bigger payout. I even wanted to show you part of this process. There's a whole lot going on underneath the surface here. We've been really wanting to systematize everything and make it feel a lot less like just straight up therapy, and more as a big, something that's very structured, because, this can be a very, I'm not going to say simple process, but this can be, if people follow these steps, generally we get good results, like I said earlier. So this is what I'm looking at. We're looking at the whole process, even just starting from where we left off at that pause phase. As you can see, each of these little nodes are teaching moments and things that points where our coaches help and know how to handle these different scenarios. Whether we go into a situation where, your spouse is really just pulling out and really thinking negatively about you, to a situation where they're like, okay, a little bit hot and cold here. Basically, what I'm saying is we have thought this all out and mapped it all out and know this down to a science. Now, I'm not trying to say, hey, look at us, we're so smart, but to a certain extent, like I said, this is all we do. This is what occupies my day in and day out. And we know what we're doing here. So if you're needing a little bit of support, if you're needing some help on getting your spouse back to fall in love with you again, absolutely listen to those first steps that we've gone over this week and last week. But once again, that's just the beginning. And I'm going to tell you, if you want them back in love, if you want those warm, fuzzy feelings again, you do need the support. Is it possible that you could get to this point without some support? It might be, especially, I see some real go-getters out there who really work hard and study everything. And that's just, I'll tell you, that's not a lot of people, unfortunately, not a lot of people. And even beyond that, not all that advice out there is great. So please, 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 if you are in a position where you are in crisis, make sure you do your research. Make sure you figure out who actually knows their stuff and who can give you the best support possible to save the most important relationship that you have. So with that said, that's what we have to share about our process. I'd love to show you more. We do have people on our team ready to talk with you. to make sure that, you know, our program, our system can fit with your situation. So if you want to talk and just check it out, let us know in the comments. We do pay attention to the comments. We do reach out if there is some need. You can also message either Heather or myself. I will admit that, you know, we want to make sure that we are giving some support and we are responding. So I do have some people that do monitor some of my messages. But what I'm getting at here is we're always available. There's always someone here that can reach out, answer some questions, and see if the system would work for you. So with that said, next week, we are going to go over, you know, we're going to have an SOS session podcast. We're going to be offering some advice to keep your relationship from sinking and help you get to that pause point. So if you got some questions, if you'd like some support, let us know in the comments. Show up for the podcast next week. We always run Tuesdays, 3 p.m. Eastern. I guess, yeah, do the math with your time zone there. That's where we're going to be next week. Thank you all for listening in, and yeah, see you next week.
Thanks for listening to The Thriving Marriage, your A to Z blueprint for not just surviving marriage, but thriving. Until next time, my friends, thrive on.